I'm WUWM Susan Bentz. For many people, the outdoors has become a precious oasis, maybe now more than ever before. One spot to which hikers gravitate would have been unthinkable and largely inaccessible just a decade ago, the Milwaukee River Greenway. It forms a ribbon of 878 acres stretching from Glendale to the edge of downtown Milwaukee, much of it parkland. Milwaukee native Kathy Mooney recalls forbidding parcels before the Greenway was established.
I never hardly saw that river because it was not accessible to see, and this was considered a taboo park, and now I have total access to it.
Early mornings, Mooney walks Greenway trails within Riverside Park, just south of Locust Street, and the adjacent Rotary Centennial Arboretum, both located below the Urban Ecology Center. Its executive director, Ken Leinbach, was an early Greenway visionary who saw the park and arboretum as pieces of 12 miles of trails looping upstream to Silver Spring Drive and downstream to the former North Avenue Dam.
This is an experience for people to get out and enjoy something that actually a decade ago you couldn't have explored and enjoyed because there wasn't access and it actually wasn't even legal to walk in many places because it was privately owned. And all that has shifted in the last decade thanks to the Milwaukee River Greenway Coalition that made it all happen.
Scientist Gary Casper approached the Greenway mission from a wildlife habitat point of view. His 2 years of surveying uncovered snakes, frogs, and turtles.
There's like five species of turtles, which surprised me. But what we don't know is where they're breeding, where they're nesting.
But the coalition's fight to create the Greenway wasn't fueled by where turtles were nesting, but rather by a single event back in 2008.
1,200 feet. Yeah, private landowner clear cut 1,200 feet of frontage, totally denuded the slope. And that was the catalyst, really. That was like, how can this happen? What's going on over there?
That's Kimberly Gleffy with the River Revitalization Foundation. 70% of the land along the Milwaukee River from Glendale to the edge of downtown belongs to the Milwaukee County Park System. But the coalition wanted to make sure 100% was protected in some way. It took time, but eventually the city of Milwaukee passed protective legislation. That includes no clear cutting, unless other trees will replace those removed. Any new construction must incorporate stormwater management so less ends up in the river. The ordinances passed exactly 10 years ago, when Alderman Nick Kovac was brand new to the Milwaukee Common Council. His is one of three districts bordering the Milwaukee River. Kovac says it was clear his constituents wanted to protect the resource.
There was definitely some debate internally with the Department of City Development. They were pushing back at the time pretty hard. But we had so many meetings and so much public goodwill and consensus that we kind of shamed them into not objecting in the end.
Anne Brummett walked into the coalition as a French teacher who just wanted to help out. When grant money flowed in, Brummett was hired to coordinate the effort.
Yeah, the zoning stuff bubbled up pretty quickly. And, you know, and it was kind of daunting because there's, you know, I don't know how many property owners, but there's a lot of parcels. And then the idea of the view shed.
Picture yourself paddling downstream. Brummett says the coalition wanted paddlers to feel like they're in the middle of a wilderness, not the city.
You can look up and you see trees. You don't see buildings.
We're standing at the pedestrian bridge near the site of the former North Avenue Dam, where nature bumps into densely developed downtown. Brummett still seems amazed the coalition pulled off its quest. Easements have made a number of private parcels accessible to trails, and upstream within the Greenway, Shorewood has protected its river valley, while Glendale recently passed a resolution that could pave the way to additional riverfront paths. Brummett believes to keep the Milwaukee River Greenway flowing, the public must continue to be engaged.
And, you know, thank heavens that we have the people that have been passionate and have been able to do these things, you know, over the past couple of decades. But I think going forward, we need everybody in.
Joanna Demas intends to be one of those people. I bump into her removing invasive mustard on the other side of the river.
A lot of passion and love to be able to be out here all the time.
It turns out Demas is stewardship director for the River Revitalization Foundation, one of the coalition groups we heard about earlier.
I work a lot with volunteers. We do a lot of native planting and trail work. Also lead an internship program with high school youth. We just hired 3 for the summer.
Nobody I talked with plans on giving up on the Greenway anytime soon. Susan Bentz, 89.7, WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.